Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines being established in your life. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast day after day, you're hearing these disciplines being declared to you and exhorting you to walk in them day after day. You need to be doing what the Word says. These things are so important to be established in your life. You know, lots of Christians, they have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of knowledge of the ways of God. But if you are not being a doer of the Word, and if the Word is not working in your daily life, then what good is it doing in you? You just don't need a bunch of knowledge and say, well, I know a bunch of facts about the Bible. You need to know the ways of God. You need to know Him. You need to be in fellowship with the Lord. All of these disciplines will cause you to be in fellowship with the Lord, overcoming in your life, overcoming the enemy's attacks, and seeing the promises of God come to pass. They are very practical, but they are ways of the Spirit that you must learn to walk in. We're walking by faith, not by sight. With the way the Spirit of faith works, I believe, therefore I'm speaking. Your mouth should be working for you. If your mouth doesn't work for you, you're not releasing your faith. You're not speaking the Word of God. You need to learn to pray a prayer of faith. You need to learn to speak to your mountains. You need to learn to fight the good fight of faith by resisting the enemy. And you've got to learn to walk not by your feelings, but in the Spirit through the Word of God. Walk in love at all times. We're going to love every single person. Think about some of the people that maybe are hard to love. You need to let God give you a love for them. See them as God sees them. Separate the sin from the person. See them as God sees them. He sees every single one as valuable and precious. Every one of us are important. And He loves every one of us, and we must love every person. If you can't love the people you have seen, how can you love God who you've not seen? If you don't love every person, then that makes us a hypocrite. God has called you. In fact, He's commanded you to walk in love, and that must be the rule and authority. The Bible says that by our love will all men know that we are His true disciples. If you don't have love, then your witness is very poor as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to establish yourself in love. This is a commandment of God in your life. You must be in the Word, and you must be doing it. You've got to make a decision. I'm going to do what the Word says. I'm not going to do what I want. I'm going to do what the Word says, and I'm going to hear it and incorporate it in my life. I'm going to take my thoughts captive and think on good things. I'm not giving place to the devil in my mind whatsoever. I'm going to choose God's way. My will is set. I'm choosing His way. I'm casting my cares upon the Lord. I am not about to be full of anxiety or worry or being concerned about things. Instead, I'm going to deal with every situation according to the Word, and I'm going to pray the Word of God, and I'm going to cast that care on the Lord because I know He is going to deal with that situation and cause me to overcome and bring His Word to pass. I'm going to speak the Word of God and bridle my tongue. I'm not about to speak words of criticism, judgment, negativism, corrupt communication. I'm going to speak the Word of God only and edify and build up. I'm going to pray the Word of God and pray with my spirit in tongues. You need to release your spiritual prayer language in tongues. And if you don't pray in tongues, you ought to give me a call. I help people all the time to receive the Holy Spirit and get their prayer language. It's very simple. If you don't pray in tongues, you need to. It is for today. It is a prayer language for all that everyone can pray in. You need to give me a call, 268-9673, and I will be glad to help you. Confessing your sins is so important. Confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Repent and turn around from all those things that are not of Him. Forgive every person. And don't allow unforgiveness to stay in you, or you'll be turned over to the tormentors. Obey God's Word. What's the Lord speaking to you today to do? Obey Him. What was He telling you to do? Obey Him. Don't do what you want. Yield yourself to Him. Be submissive to Him. And obey the Lord. Praise God. Be faithful to what He's told you to do. Continue to be faithful. Remember, the faithful man abounds in blessings, with all these blessings. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. keep that pride underfoot. That's what caused the devil to fall, and that's what will cause you to fall. If you're an I person, always thinking about yourself, always talking about yourself, you can tell you got a lot of pride, and it's time for you to humble yourself and strip that pride out of your life. Praise the Lord and worship Him. Get up praising the Lord. Be praising the Lord throughout your day. And keep yourself in the presence of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice any time any trials come. Otherwise the devil will stop your faith. It's attack against your faith. Don't let them have place. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your place of fortification and protection. Be steadfast on the word. And don't let the enemy come and cause you to cast away your confidence. Fear not. Fear is from the devil. It's a spiritual force. Resist it. Fear not, the Bible says, over and over and over. Trust and don't be afraid. Abound in hope. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. Remember, the word brings hope in you and it's the anchor of your soul. If you ever let your soul be cast down and hopelessness comes in, you have moved away from the hope of the gospel. God wants you to be abounding in hope. And how's that going to happen? Because of the word in you. The word brings hope, and as the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing, believe the word. Don't doubt it. Always believe it and act upon it in your life, and you will abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Be confident in the Lord. God is our confidence. Don't be confident in your own abilities, in your own ways of doing things. Be confident in the Lord. He is your source. If you're confident in Him, you're going to come boldly to the throne of grace and you're going to pray. You know, people that don't pray too much, it shows they don't have too much of a confidence in God. If you really had a confidence in God and His Word, you'd be coming to the throne of grace continually, because you know the way into the holiest is open to all. You'd be coming boldly to the throne of grace, and you would be speaking forth His Word, taking hold of His mercy and finding grace to help in your time of need. Don't you realize in the New Testament this is the time of grace and mercy and peace? God's not holding anything back. His grace and mercy and peace are available for you. That's the favor of God, the love of God in action to meet all your needs. And He will bring His peace and His health and His prosperity and His wholeness in your life. But you've got to come boldly. Where's your confidence? Get your confidence in the Lord and start praying the Word of God. Praying to the Father in the name of Jesus and speak the word and pray a prayer of faith and watch God bring those promises to pass in your life. Praise God. Today we're going to talk about courage. Being courageous. It is so important that you are strong and of a good courage. Joshua 1:6, he said, be strong and of a good courage. This was one of the words that was given to Joshua about leading the people into the land. Well, they were leading them into the promised land, the physical promised land, and that's a type of the spiritual promised land, which are the promises of God in our life. You got to be strong and of a good courage to enter in to possess the promises. Why? Because there's enemies arrayed against you. Remember, the enemies were arrayed against the Israelites, and they had to go against them. They had to overcome the enemies to possess their inheritance, and you're going to have to do the very same thing. God's going to bring you up against every demonic spirit. You're going to cast it out. You're going to take dominion over every work of Satan. You're going to come against everything he brings against you, and you're going to drive it out of your life. Praise God. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You must be strong and courageous, and in fact, as you are strong and courageous, you will do the word of God. And if you have that courage in you, you won't turn to the right or left, you won't back off in time of pressure. You'll continue steadfast, and it says that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Courage is a prerequisite for you to prosper in your life, because you won't back down when the enemy comes against you. In fact, in verse 9 he says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. God wants you to have strong courage. Be strong and of a good courage. It's a commandment of God. Be courageous against that cancer. Be courageous against that sickness and disease. You can get free of that. You can get healed of any problem in your life. You can get set free from bondage. Be courageous against those demonic spirits that might be attacking your mind. God will give you the victory. He's your deliverer. He brings you out of captivity. He sets you free from bondage. Don't be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Don't be afraid of the enemy. The Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. He's with you because you're going to be of a good and of a strong, of a good courage. Praise God. In John 16:33, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. See, as we're abiding in Him, we're going to have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation or pressure, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And the word cheer, good cheer, means good courage. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Well, who's on the inside of you? The Lord is. The Lord's on the inside of you. He'll cause you to overcome. And if you are confident in Him and you are courageous, you're going to go forth and take the enemy on. You must realize that actually the devil's afraid of you because he knows who's on the inside of you. Of course, he's going to try to get you to be afraid of him, try to get you to back down to him. In fact, he doesn't want you to know what he's doing in your life. He wants to be working behind the scenes and you not to realize that it's all the activity of Satan and his demonic spirits. God wants you to learn that life is spiritual and that you've got to take authority over the works of the enemy. Don't just think that, well, all these problems are coming upon me and I wonder why God's allowing them. Hey, the devil's bringing these things. God's not, quote, allowing them. He will allow whatever you allow. In fact, he's given you authority. He told you to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You must understand Satan's going to try to come against you to take the word out of your heart and to get you not to walk in the ways of God. He wants to get you to water down your commitment. He wants to get you to draw back and be lukewarm and not as fire on fire for God as you were. See, God wants you to be strong and of a good courage and get bold for the Lord. If you have good courage, you'll be bold for the Lord. He wants people to be bold. Those that are bold are going to come against the enemies and they're going to overcome them. Deuteronomy 1:21, he says, "Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee." He set the land before us, the spiritual land. All the promises of God are set right before you in the Word of God. Go up and possess it. That's what God says to you. Go up and possess your land, as the Lord thy God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Discouragement is the opposite of courage. To be discouraged is to lose courage. Don't give place to the devil. Anytime you feel discouragement, it's attack of the devil. Just resist it. Command it to go. Don't give place to it. Instead, you make the decision. I will be strong and courageous. I know the devil's coming at me with this. I refuse to be discouraged. I resist this, and I will be courageous. I'll be strong and of a good courage. God's with me, and I'm going to rise up and be bold and speak forth the word, and I'm going to overcome because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.